Good evening and welcome to Roots and Branches and Beyond. I'm Ivan Emke with you for show number 52. 10 tracks, 60 minutes. Got to get out of here before Janticorum begins singing. I'll tell you more about them in a moment. Thanks for joining me.
Voici le temps et la saison, vraiment que les journées sont longues. Les amoureux ont tout leur temps pour aller voir leur jolie blonde. Pour aller voir leur jolie blonde. Et moi qui suis dans la prison, je ne peux aller voir la mienne. Mignonne de longs cheveux qui lui vont jusqu'à la ceinture. Qui lui vont jusqu'à la ceinture.
Thank you.
And that is Gentilcorum, and that's a track called Voici le temps et la saison, which is a song, traditional song about, well, about love and shipwrecks, as these things go, and a reel as well, reel dynamométrique. And Gentilcorum, this is from their latest CD, which is called Avant l'orage, and if anybody's seen them, they're a wonderful band trio from Quebec City area. And they've been around for 18 years, something like that. Have 6 albums, quite a popular trio. There's fiddle, vocals, guitar, jaw harp, vocals, accordion, flute, that sort of thing. And they fuse modern compositions and elements along with classic Celtic, but especially Quebecois music. A lot of the tracks are based on their fiddle pair, Pascal Jim, his repertoire of fiddle tunes, and so they're sort of borrowing from that. Their name comes from a word that Jamais remembers his father, or grandfather actually, singing, but he has no idea what it means, but he just thought it sounded great. Gentilcorum, it sounds sort of like gentle and quorum, you know, which both of the things are fine. Interestingly, their lyrics are all in French, even though they've toured quite extensively in English-speaking regions. Anybody who was at the Newfoundland Labrador Folk Festival this past summer would have seen them, and I sort of followed them around. There's a few bands there that I would just sort of follow around because I always love to hear them play. I'd heard them play a number of times before. You're listening to Roots and Branches and Beyond, and my name is Ivan Emke with you for this hour, and we come to you originally from the Bay of Islands Radio, which is CKVB right in downtown Cornerbrook, Newfoundland. You can also get us at 100.1 FM or www.boire.ca, and we're on a number of other stations. I'll mention some of them as we go along, but however you got here, you're most welcome. Today, I'm talking about tracks that were in my car, CDs that were in my car. There's sort of a process. You have CDs in your car, and then they get into your house, and then they actually get into your collection, or else they end up being given away to the Care and Share or Salvation Army or whatever. But these are some CDs that I rescued from the car and decided, well, let's do a show on them. Next up, we have another band that I saw at the St. John's Newfoundland Labrador Folk Festival, I should say, in St. John's, and that was Christine Tasson et Les Impostures. I remember seeing them for the first time. It was the first morning, and there was a French tent there for the whole event, and I heard this amazing kind of gypsy swing stuff, and so I was entranced with them as well. They've been around about 15 years in the gypsy jazz milieu. They're kind of pioneers in a domain that's largely reserved for men, or men have sort of taken over, and like many other domains, and claimed it for their own. But they're wonderful musical arrangements. They're innovative. They rejuvenate. They have lots of creativity. They started about 2003. They've been at places like the International Jazz Festival in Montreal, the Lévis Jazz Festival, the Guitar Festival in Rouyn-Noranda. They played in Saint-Pierre-Miquelon, just 12 miles off the shore of Newfoundland there. And they've also been invited to the Django Reinhardt Festival of Semois-sur-Seine in France. That was the last place where he lived, Django Reinhardt being the fine gypsy guitar player from France who sort of developed that style. And they stood out with their finesse and their joie de vivre, of course. But they were actually the very first all-female band there and the first Quebecois gypsy jazz band to perform on that stage. So they recorded 4 albums. This is from the one called Between Felix and Django. So it's a song about Felix Leclerc and Django Reinhardt and the connections between those two individuals. It's a great, great band. Christine Tasson et Les Impostures.
Chambre d'hôtel à Saint-Germain, les grands boulevards et le métro, chacun sa guitare à la main, la joie de vivre en Parigo, une rencontre d'après-guerre, Paris vivant qui veut swinguer, Django Reinhardt, Félix Leclerc, une affiche dont on peut rêver. Entre Félix et Django, ce fut l'amitié tout de go, le grand 6 pieds, l'homme aux 3 doigts, Hôtel Cristal rue Saint-Benoît. Entre Félix et Django, ce fut l'amitié tout de go, le grand 6 pieds, l'homme aux 3 doigts, Zigane et poète à la fois. Django et sa guitare Selmer, la voix grave de Félix Leclerc, on peut toujours imaginer ce que ces deux-là ont chanté. Le train du Nord va faire un tour, s'évade au puce de Clignancourt, un air fredonné à nos gens, vivra sur l'île d'Orléans. Entre Félix et Django, c'est la musique à vol d'oiseau. Quand le frère gitan de Bozo y va d'un air au grand galop. Entre Félix et Django, c'est la musique à vol d'oiseau. Quand le frère gitan de Bozo s'amuse à faire jaser les mots. Le Saint-Laurent se met en scène, rue Sainte-Catherine, porte d'Italie. Comme de vieux potes, ils se promènent, de la Bastille à l'île Saint-Louis. Une paire de souliers qui voyagent, Grappelli, Gréco et Boris. Un fils du vent et des nuages, et Django rencontra Félix. Entre Félix et Django, sur des chemins qui font rêver. C'est la vie qui bat le tempo, pour un hymne à la liberté. Maintenant Félix et Django, entre Paname et Montréal, dans un sentier près d'un ruisseau, font des chansons sous les étoiles. Hey! Maintenant Félix et Django, entre Paname et Montréal, dans un sentier près d'un ruisseau, font des chansons sous les étoiles.
No question there. That's great stuff. That's Christine Tesson et Les Impostures. Yes, you're listening to Roots and Branches and Beyond, and you could be listening at Voice of Bon Bay, my good friends there in Rocky Harbor and Norris Point, 95.9 FM and 98.1 FM, CHBB, Voice of Bon Bay. Next up, we have another track that's sort of in the Quebecois tradition, although it's not really. It's Acadian, so it's related. It's a cousin. It's a first cousin, I should say. Not even first cousin once removed. Vishten, V-I-S-H-T-E, accent grave N. Vishten are an Acadian trio. They've been around for a couple of decades now, and they blend French songs and original instrumentals. There was a review I saw that they're traditional but fiercely up to the moment, whatever that means. It's a trio of multi-instrumentalists, Emmanuel and Pastel Leblanc, and they're from the Prince Edward Island, the Evangeline region, and also Pascal Muse from the Magdalen Islands. Now, as you know, possibly, PEI is home to a small but rather thriving Francophone and Acadian culture, and it's close to the smaller archipelago, the Magdalen Islands, Les Îles de Madeleine, which is predominantly Francophone but recognized for its rather distinctive French dialect and songs and unique fiddling style. So Vishten puts those cultures together, and in a rather energetic way. They're called sometimes Buckwheat Zydeco meets the Irish. Oddly enough, it should say meets the Acadians. But anyways, there you go with reviewers. They've received 4 East Coast Music Awards, including Roots Traditional Group Recording of the Year for this album, which came out in 2016. It's called Terre Rouge. They've also won some Music PEI Awards and the Edith Butler Award in Quebec and so on. They've released 5 albums thus far. This is Vishten.
Montrer le chemin vers le nord, il était tard. folie s'empare de moi. Je veux la voir dans mes bras. Sa beauté me fait vibrer. Je n'ai jamais tant aimé. Allons danser, ma jolie, sous les étoiles de la nuit. La terre rouge nous a conduits sur le chemin du paradis. Allons danser, mon chéri, laissons aller nos ennuis. Allons danser, ma jolie. Sur la berge on s'est couché. Personne n'a pu empêcher notre amour de continuer. Allons danser, ma jolie, sous les étoiles de la nuit. La terre rouge nous a conduits sur le chemin du paradis. Allons danser, mon chéri, laissons aller nos ennuis. Allons danser,
that is Terre Rouge, and that's the name of the song, as well as the CD from the band called Vichten, and it's a song they wrote about the beautiful red soil on their islands, PEI, and on the Magdalen Islands, and it's about a couple in love, and they're singing, "Let's go dance, my love, under the starry night. The red soil has led us on the road to paradise. Let's go dance, my love, and let go of our troubles." From their 2016 award-winning CD, that is Vichten. Next up, we have another group that I saw. I've just realized this now. That's why they were all in my car together, because these were things I bought at the Newfoundland Labrador Folk Festival, and I guess I've just been busy, and they've still ended up in the car. So this is the Ennis sisters, who are also there. Maureen, Karen, and Teresa Ennis. They have 9 CDs out, lots of concerts. They've done lots of work with a variety of other artists. And this is from their latest album. It's called Keeping Time, and it was inspired by sort of both the unraveling and the tethering of memory. Keeping Time it's partly a celebration of life, partly homage to their father, honoring their father who they recently lost to dementia. So Keeping Time's has a song there, it's a rather epic song called Daughters of Newfoundland, which I'll play. It showcases the power of the many generations of strong women of Newfoundland and Labrador. They started playing together at a rather young age. They were encouraged by their father and their mother, and they released their first album back in 1997, last century, I guess, Red as the Rose. It sold about 15,000 copies within a year and a half of their release, so that was a really good sign that things were going to go well. It's gone on to sell another double that and more. But by the end of the year there, in 1997, the album was named Best Folk Album by the Music Industry Association of Newfoundland and Labrador, and they haven't looked back since. So this is from their 9th CD. This is the Ennis Sisters and something called Daughters of Newfoundland.
Seasons, giving life to where we stand. The keepers of a fire, a never-ending flame, burning for all in creation and for those yet without a name. And we rise every morning and shine out over the hills. We roar louder than the ocean ever will. We stand.
firm command to the frozen land above us, where a heartbeat keeps the time in the spirit of our sister dancing in the northern sky. And we rise every morning to shine.
That is the Ennis Sisters and Daughters of Newfoundland. That was from their latest CD, which came out not long ago. And the CD is simply called Keeping Time. You're listening to Roots and Branches and Beyond, and you could be listening to Caper Radio, which is in Sydney, Cape Breton, right on the CBU campus there, CJBU 107.3 FM. And welcome. Glad you can be with us. Next up, we have a guy, Ben Kaplan, and he's a songwriter, performer. He's a consummate entertainer. If you ever get a chance to see him, whether he's solo or with his band, he plays with a number of different bands. One was called the Casual Smokers, which is a great name. But from the moment he walks onto stage, you're just filled with his infectious spirit and his captivating presence, and you can feel his comfort and his ease as he strides in front of the crowd, and you know that you're just going to be in his clutches for 2 hours or whatever, and he begins this controlled collective descent into chaos. And he looks a bit like chaos sometimes as well. He's a wonderful singer, great voice, and strong spirit. Like, he writes a lot of his own material, and you can tell it's very much him. In this latest project that he's done, he explored the themes of immigration, loss, and darkness, and love, and so on. And he was born in Hamilton, but he lives in Halifax, Nova Scotia. That's where he's really made his career. And of course, as you know, in Halifax, there's the Pier 21. There's a lot of people who came to Canada in the earlier days as immigrants, as from European immigrants anyways, came through Pier 21. And so the whole history of immigration is very strong in that region. But he did this play called Old Stock. It was a refugee love story, and it had its debut at the Edinburgh Fringe Festival, I think it was last year. Its next stop then was a 7-week residency at the Off-Broadway in early 2018. And the sound is very rested in Kaplan's deep baritone voice, and also Eastern European modes, klezmer kind of modes, piano, accordion, organ, clarinet, saxophone, violin, drums, a bit of guitar. And it's a great piece. It then came out as an album, which has just been released not long ago at all, and it's called Old Stock. And I've only listened to it a couple times, just thought that I should play something of it right away, just in case you want to get on the bandwagon and order it for, I don't know, Halloween, Christmas, whatever, Thanksgiving. Well, it's too late for that. But anyway, It's his third album. He has two previous albums that are great as well. And he began writing music around the age 13 or so, but he realized that he really had to devote... He went to King's College for a while in Halifax, but realized he had to devote himself to music because he wanted that as his living. And he's been touring as a musician, making his living since 2006 on this. So this is... it's a real story. It's a long story. And this is the track. The track I'm going to play is one that's called You've Arrived. And it's what happens when the emigrants first came in to the country. And of course, they had to be tested for various kinds of diseases and illnesses and this and that and the other. And it's kind of tongue in cheek and so on. But anyway, you listen to this. If you like it, there's lots more where that came from. And check out Ben Kaplan, C-A-P-L-A-N. This is called Old Stock. And the track is... You've arrived.
You've arrived. That much is clear. God knows where you're coming from, but now you're here. Just relax, but not too much. I need your cooperation to ensure a gentle touch. I will need a volunteer. Maybe two to get us going. There's a lot to get through.
And And so it ends. That is Ben Kaplan and a song called You've Arrived from a whole series of songs about the immigrant experience. And it has, as he gets excited there, you probably couldn't hear all the words or catch all the words, but it's great where he's talking about, you know, the first sort of health test that's done. And the lyrics go something like, before the right to earn a dollar, a quick check to test for cholera. A formality, I'm certain. Could I step behind a curtain? There's no time for modesty. Another boat arrives at 3. There's chickenpox, appendicitis, measles, polio, bronchitis, typhoid, and rheumatic fever. All the doctors here are eager. Now, let's try a couple poses. Turn around and touch your toeses. And, of course, this pose exposes places that don't smell like roses. Anyway, it goes on, and it's a great little track. You're listening to Roots and Branches and Beyond. We come to you from, originate from Bay of Islands Radio in Cornerbrook, CKVB 100.1 FM. You may also be listening to us at MUN Radio, which is CHMR from St. John's in Newfoundland from the MUN campus. And I'm glad you're joining us there. It's always great to have you with us. 93.5 FM. Next up, we have a new release from Ferris and Jason Romero. They have basically kind of returned literally from the ashes. They did an album in 2016. It won a Juno Award and were celebrated and so on. They're instrument builders as well as a duo. They're a couple. They have a couple kids and so on. But in the middle of the night, their all their banjos and guitars and their livelihood, their house, their shop burned to the ground. But they had an amazing variety of help, a stunning array of help. They're from Horsefly in B.C., and in the midst of that help to rebuild, and a second child was born, a year off, they took a year off touring and recording, and all of those ideas came into this CD, which just came out, called Sweet Old Religion. And it's a widespread of their, you know, range of their influences, early 1920s jazz, blues, and country, 60s songwriters like LeVon Helm, the band, and so on. And the songs tell an ancient story, which they sort of boil down to slow down, dig deep, and love your neighbor, which is really what happened to them over the past couple of years. This is their first CD of all original songs as well. They've been together for more than a decade, making music together, working together, parenting together. This is their sixth CD, and they're now back on the road. They've got a new workshop, a mostly finished house, and two kids running around the fields. So things have been very interesting for them over the last couple of years. But I'm going to play a track from that CD. And this is something that it's a title track, simply called Sweet Old Religion. And this is Ferris and Jason Romero.
Sweet, sweet, sweet old religion, the bearers of love to their knees. Sweet, sweet, sweet satisfaction, knowing I've got all I need. The burdens of time weigh so much lighter than stories, and the newest of days gives meaning to lovers entwined. Loving is magic, so easily tragic. Sweet, sweet, sweet old religion, the bearers of love to their knees. Sweet, sweet, sweet satisfaction, knowing I've got all I need. The burdens of time weigh so much lighter than the rock and mine. I see by your window a dreamer in darkness, thinking of faraway lands, so holding a mirror and gazing away. Sweet, knowing I've got all I need. The burdens of time weigh so much.
That's a clear sound of Ferris and Jason Romero, and that's from their CD, the new CD called Sweet, Sweet Religion. Sweet Old Religion, sorry. Read your liner notes, Ivan. Slow down, dig deep, and love your neighbor. That's the message of that CD and of their last few years. Next up, we have... start across the ocean a little bit, because we've pretty much been in North America and mostly in Canada, as the case may be. So we're going to head over to Europe for a bit. On the way, we'll go to Martin Matthews. And this is a CD called Wall to Wall, Green Castle to Carrickmacross. And Martin Matthews is a wonderful artist, visual artist, and he's also a great musician. And he grew up in the Northumbrian area of, northwest Durham, if you know that area, the beautiful landscape of the Durham Dales and Cumbria on his doorstep and Northumberland and his impressive coastline, the Scottish borders, all just a stone's throw away. And this dramatic local landscape gave him this passion for painting the countryside. So what he did is, he has done some albums for other people and so on, the covers, and he did this one piece, it was his first piece, and it was a beautiful, by the way, if you get the CD, you can get some of these tracks as well, and or you can look them up on the internet, because it's important to see his art as well. And it started, I think it was Lindisfarne, the cradle of England's Celtic Christianity, and he had a picture of a cathedral in winter, and he just kind of went from there. He decided he'd do this series of three CDs, which travels along the Hadrian's Wall, which is the Roman emperor who built a wall, and the Mourne Wall, and so on. So it's through that area of County Down in Northern Ireland, and there's some traditions from the northeast Northumbrian coastline, and so on and so forth. And so this is the third CD of that, and he chooses tracks to go along with each image. So he's done all of these paintings, remarkable paintings. And so it's a real set of concept CDs that work very well. Martin is an avid hill walker as well as a friend of many, many musicians. And so he each piece is linked to a piece of art. It's composed, arranged, in the main it's played and recorded by Martin with the assistance of his longtime musical collaborators and a bunch of Northumbrian and Irish musicians. And this is a set of polkas, which I'll play for you. And it's a delightful package. But really, if you listen to them or you look them up somewhere, or if you get them on the internet, you need to be looking at his paintings as well, because they're equally as stunning. This is Martin Matthews. Thank you. And that's Martin Matthews from his CD, a recent CD called Wall to Wall, Green Castle to Carrickmacross, which is his third of the trilogy of music along that that wall across a number of hills in Ireland and parts of Northumberland. That was four polkas, called them the Flagstaff Polkas, in case you wanted to know. Flagstaff number one, Pickguard Polka, Blackwater number two, and the Flagstaff number two. And three of the four were written by Martin Matthews. You're listening to Roots and Branches and Beyond. I'm Ivan Emke with you, as always, every week. And if you want to get in touch, email me at ivan@boir.ca, which is Bay of Islands Radio. You could be listening to us, hopefully. There are people listening on Bell Island and throughout Conception Bay in Newfoundland and Labrador, Radio Bell Island, CJBI, 93.9 FM. And thanks for joining me, however you're listening to this. We're also on SoundCloud if you want to look it up, Roots and Branches Beyond, and a bunch of other things too. Next up we have, we'll stay in Europe, and this is a duo, mother and daughter duo from the Sumi, what I grew up calling Laplanders, but it's the Sumi, C-S-A-M-I. And the band is called, the group is called Solju, S-O-L-J-U, and it's, as I said, Ulla Pitäjärvi and her daughter Hilde Landsman. And they have a heritage in northern Sumi language and traditional chant, which is often called yoiking, Y-O-I-K, and maybe you've heard Vime or people like that who do yoiking. But they also combine that with their desire for new and innovative music, and they have a dialogue in this CD between traditional and modern Sumi culture. And certainly, Sumi culture and identity are the heart of the music, and the mythology of the music, and the aspects of the traditional lifestyles they're talking about. It's rather vivacious, it's colorful, it's earthy. And so this is their debut album. It's called New Times in English. It's New Times in English. And it came out in, I guess, late spring of this year, of 2018. And the first two songs were actually released earlier on the 6th of February, which is the Sumi National Day, in case you didn't know. But the Sumi National Day is celebrated in Finland, in Norway, in Sweden, and in Russia, which are the four countries where the indigenous Sumi people live today, or Sami. Depends on how you pronounce it. Anyway, it's sort of raw, primal folk music, gorgeous folk songs, and some interesting, as they call it, outer fringe new sounds throughout the recording. And this is reflecting their mythology as well, and their cosmology, and their understanding of the world, and of things of this world, and of other worlds. And this track relates to that. It's something called Sun Father. This is new music then from Sumi territory. Hope you enjoy it.
Hey no go la yo What nari mori sta mori lan zuma sta Tengno ole gale hengo lengo Tengno ole gale hengo lengo Tengno hele gale hengo lengo Hei lele hengo lengo lengo Yeah. shilla pyai riya chi tu ba va na
New sounds out of the Sumi territory, and that is a band called Sulja. If you just simply S-O-L-J-U. New Times is the name of the CD. Staying in Europe, we're heading up to something by Rory MacLeod and the Familiar Strangers, largely a fellow who is out of the UK. Rory's front man. He's a one-man soul band, poet, troubadour. He plays spoons, harmonica, guitar, and so on and so forth. He's an ex-circus clown and a fire eater. He's done lots and lots of collaborations with various people, commissioned songs. He's there with Bob Morgan, who's a longtime collaborator, plays clarinet, saxophone. Diego Rojas is from Bogota, Colombia. He plays the lowland harp, and he's well known as a player of that. And Richard Sadler, who plays double bass. And works as a studio session musician. Anyway, they like to get together and play. They're all very fine musicians at an amazing level of skill. And this is from a recent release that they came out with called The Glee and the Spark. And this is a track called Come With Me When I Go. It kind of starts off there with Rory MacLeod's wonderful harmonica playing. The others will join in.
Thank you.
Some great little tunes there. Actually, one tune from Rory MacLeod and the Familiar Strangers, Come With Me When I Go. And that's from their CD release, recent release, called The Glee and the Spark. We've come to the end of another show yet here on Roots and Branches and Beyond. But we'll just play one more track in behind here as we head out. This is a band called Nightworks. They're an electronic fusion Celtic band, four-piece from the Isle of Skye. They write new songs in Gaelic, and they kind of meld the bagpipes and Gaelic songs along with techno and house beats. They came together about 10 years ago, and shortly after forming, they won some awards. They've done a few tracks. Their name comes from an old Gaelic speaker who was referred to as one of those things that you learn how to read Gaelic in, and it's simply called Nightworks. They DJ as well sometimes, independently of their live act. This is their long-awaited second album called An Fear an Laoch. This is something called Dukin. This is Nightworks from Scotland, the Isle of Skye. Thanks for joining me. I'm Evan Key. This is Roots and Branches and Beyond. Join us next week once again. Take care.